Yeah, so the internet was, and I enjoy too. Like when we get to talk about this stuff a little bit after it done cool down, because everybody go crazy and shit. But everybody went crazy because, or it was in a frenzy because Keke Palmer went to the Usher show, and when you go to the Usher show, it's a certain seat that if you sitting in that seat, Usher gonna come up there and, you know, serenade your lady and whatnot, man. Or, you know, some of the ladies. So Keke went out and she was with her homegirls. And Keke had on a see-through dress. And, like, I don't know, women know this kind of stuff. But her cheeks was out through the see-through part. But she had on kind of like the rest of it looked like a kind of like a one piece bikini. So I don't know exactly how you call it. So it was like she had a one piece bikini on kind of deal.
That's what it was.
And then then like a see through dress over it. And you know, her ass was out. You know what I'm saying? And you know, she was tooting it up a little bit and, you know, showing out a little bit for Mr. Raymond. And then her boyfriend / baby daddy, he was at home on the couch. We don't know who this dude is. He sent out a tweet. It's the outfit for me. You're a mother. I'm like, man, if you're such a bitch ass. What y'all feel, man?
That was crazy.
How'd you feel, man?
It was some sucker shit. For me, I thought it was some sucker shit.
Like,
you can't tell me that you did not know that she was even wearing that. Like, there's no way that she'd been gone and she went to a concert and you did not know what she was wearing.
But
I think he was more threatened.
What if he wasn't with her?
No, he wasn't.
She confirmed that he was. She confirmed that he was.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But go ahead.
So it's like, but it's just the point that, like, I don't think it's what she wore. Because if he didn't like what she wore, he would have said something ahead of time. I think right. The fact that it was Usher, and he felt like Usher was about to take his girl. That's what the issue is.
Well, I don't know what really happened. I didn't even pay attention to it, but from the story of it, it seemed like the public humiliation of having your woman on all social media while another nigga on her, like that hurts.
That's what it is.
Like, oh shit! Now I gotta walk around and then go be like, damn, boy, you let Usher do that to your girl, you know? Like, I keep telling people, public humiliation is the worst thing to mankind.
Yeah, that's like, right.
Mankind they hate being public humiliated. So you get public humiliated all over social media, not because of what your wife got on, because of what your wife allowed to happen. While everybody's saying, oh, damn, us a grinding on her, and she already, you say she got on a see-through with basically a bikini on. That's already uh-huh. Like, oh, man, us a probably got his hand up on the cheek and all. Like, yeah, hey, I got the booty cheek.
And it was very visible that she enjoyed every second of it.
Yeah, I mean, she's an actress, you know, so she might have put a little sauce on it. But, yeah, he said, so the shit that made it sucker shit was he tweeted that shit. I'm like, dog, what you tweeting for? You could text her. Be like, wow, really, you doing all that? Damn. Because he tried to act like he didn't know what she had on. She was like, if you think he ain't seen me walk out this door, smack me on the ass and say, I'll see you later or whatever. Like, you tripping. They got a baby together, live together. So, I was like, yeah, you cap, bro. You know she had that shit on.
Talking on Twitter, too much of that. Like, talking, now she talking. I'm like, bro, y'all sitting next to each other tweeting? I mean, come on.
He started it, and you should never get on no girly shit like that on some. You know what that girl had on? Cut the cap. Oh, you a mother. Yeah, she a mother. And guess how she became a mother? Fucking. And she gonna be a mother again probably. Cause she looking good in that goddamn dress. You worry about Usher, like X say, you mad at Usher. She was doing the most for Usher, but that's Usher, dog. That how that gonna go, dog. She probably already know Usher too. And then, like I said, you gotta remember, she an actress, bro. She really probably putting on a little bit, man. Like, the problem is, you know what the problem is with this shit is? What's her baby daddy name?
Nobody know.
That's the problem.
I don't even know. Yeah.
That's the problem.
He's a random, like, he's like a person, like a personality, but it ain't nothing major. Like,
he's an actor, I believe.
He supposed to talk that up, man. You a nobody, and this is us. Right. You want your girl. You supposed to be like, all right. Okay.
Yeah. Nigga, you was already home babysitting. If you were somebody, you would have been at the show. You didn't go to the show because you ain't nobody, bro. You know you hit the jackpot. You know you hit the jackpot. You got to, yeah, you just got to bite your tongue, my boy. Because we wouldn't even, it's not like, okay, say Keke Palmer was, let's say, OBJ girl. We'd have been like, damn, OBJ, you going out like that? When she was up there, ain't nobody know who name to call. Damn, Mr. Who? He did a show on Cinemax. Now, where he at? Nah, let me see. Go check his IMD. What's his Twitter? We would have to do research just to figure out who this nigga is.
How many followers?
Get the fuck out of here. That ain't gonna lie. He went out like a real lame on that shit, man.
I guess they both unfollowed each other and all that. I guess she recently did a show and she was like, she was like, I don't need no nigga. She said, only thing I need is a bag. And we're like, walk out. I said, oh yeah. I was like,
he should have chopped it up. She don't need no niggas. She need a bag. So that means he wasn't even bringing home the bag.
Shit, man. No.
You fell for
fuck
that.
Fuck it. He fumbling, bro. You fumbling. You already got a baby with her. You supposed to be quiet on your come up shit.
Vibe, you know what I'm saying? Man. Go ahead, baby. Oh, that was Usher. That ain't even y'all.
Yeah, crazy. Then I would have.
You look good up there.
I would have tried to slay them cheeks again, you know. I'd have tried to give her that work. And just put it behind me. Because, again.
Yeah, I would have tweeted some crazy shit. I would have been like, she enjoying herself, but I'm taking that off later tonight. I would have tweeted something crazy like that.
Yeah, if anything.
Can't wait.
But the thing is it's what X said. It's public humiliation. Bro, you got to remember, only 12 people was going to say something to you. At all together. That would be like your little homeboys and shit. They'd be like, I know damn well. It wouldn't have been public because you're not a public figure. We don't know you. We have no idea who you are. I have no idea who this dude is. That's what bothered me the most about it. I'm like, bro, do not. I repeat, do not fumble the bag here. You at home babysitting for a reason, cuz. If you was that dude. Yeah, you watching your baby, man. You know your position, bro. You know your position. I'm going to the Usher show, baby. Damn, I can't go. Oh, I'm all out of tickets. Again, to my home girls. Nigga, you know what it is, nigga. You got to sit still and be quiet, man. Hey, that was a jackpot, bro. That was a come up. That was a big move. Yeah. Don't fumble that.
Fumble.
Hey, and look at what? A gang of niggas trying to jump on the ball. That motherfucker out there. Yeah, oh, damn. He said, what? Nah, I would have never did that, baby. That's insecure. I mean, hey, that's Usher Raymond, man. You know, you gotta let that get off like that. You know what I mean?
Gotta start that.
I know who you coming home to. You know what I'm saying?
Any chick who got a nigga and Beyonce come shaking a little tail feather, that chick ain't gonna say nothing. She gonna be like, oh, damn, you have Beyonce on you? Oh shit, okay.
Man, she probably gonna wanna smell your pants.
My nigga, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, but look, the one thing this new generation sucking niggas do, they always go to social media first,
sucker shit. Let me ask y'all, because this is the thing. I heard about this. I was listening to this. They kind of mentioned a little bit on Joe Budden podcast, a little bit. So they was mentioning how it be regular dudes that might be messing around with a chick with some status, and they quiet. Like, they know these dudes. How would y'all be, like, if that was you? Like, you think you could mess with who, let's see, whoever you think is, like, popping. Let's say it's Rihanna. But don't nobody know who you is. You just same guy you been. But Rihanna fall through. Hell, let's say she cheating with you. Can you keep your mouth quiet? Like, yo, you gotta run and tell somebody.
Yeah, nah, I'm quiet. I mean, I keep mine quiet. I don't brag and tell. That's my vibe. Like, yeah, that's just my vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless she wants me to go out there and even that, like, I just.
Yeah, feel corny.
That's not, man.
Shit, feel corny, dog. I'd be so quiet, bro. I wish I would have goddamn Rihanna come through. I'm in your city. Come up the room, blah blah blah. You know, at the Four Seasons, nigga. I'm up out quiet. I ain't even telling the homies what going on tonight. Hey, I know we supposed to go do such and such, man. I got a little situation popped off. Fuck y'all boys, Leon. Shit, what you getting into? Shit, little chick, shit, man. You know how I go, man. I'm fuck with you later on, man. Nigga ain't finna be like, oh my God, I'm hooking up with Rihanna. She's cheating on ASAP with me. That might be my baby. These new niggas is weird, man. Niggas don't know how to hold their water, man. You get to the end zone, bro. I don't care if it's your first touchdown.
Quiet. I'm keeping that shit quiet.
When you get to the end zone, you gotta act like you've been there before, man. Major key. Got to.
But you know one thing this chick told me, man, I was at the strip club probably 2 weeks ago and this chick was telling me, she was like, man, you know what's wrong with these niggas out here? They wanna be in the limelight more than the women. Mm-hmm. They wanna be in the mirror more than the women. I was like, yeah, you right. I say, man, cause niggas really go out their way to try to look better than women now. Like, you know, that was the women, though. Let me go be the freshest thing at the party. You know, dude, you get fresh. You know, we can always be fresh. You know what I'm saying? Got you a nice little fit on. But these niggas is like, nah, I got to be fresh. I got to be fresher than the women. Yeah. And when I thought about it, I was like, well, damn, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, niggas, well, the first opportunity, boy, hey, boy, y'all know who I'm sliding with?
Yeah.
Rihanna hit me up, boy. Okay.
Green ass.
Yeah, green
as hell. You finna fuck it all up. Me, I'm quiet as hell. Cause I know this ain't gonna last forever. I know this is quite the opportunity, man. I'm finna just vibe out and just. I might tell y'all boys, by the time I tell y'all, that shit probably been dead a year. Probably been dead a whole year. I'd be like, yeah, shit, yeah. Look, with my little key, was at the Four Seasons and shit. Yeah, that's right there. See, we were kicking it, man. But shit, I wasn't finna fuck that up telling y'all niggas my business, man.
I ain't saying nothing. Like, that thing, she gotta say something or somebody else just gotta say something. And I'll be like, man, I don't know what you talking about. What? Me and who? Man.
I don't know. It depends, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna fuck it up. Because I know, like I said, I'm realistic. I know what this probably is. It's probably just a small window of opportunity. So I'm be like, okay, here for a good time, not a long time. So if I'm knocking scissors off on the weekend, you know, like the song say, yeah, I'm going to tell y'all, boy, man. I'm going to tell y'all. I ain't got to tell you what's going on. But at some point, I'm like, I ain't gonna lie.
That's like just saying you got a famous chick, whatever famous chick, man. And she know you put it down. She like, yeah, boy, that nigga fucked me good. You know, she like, man, I just want me a nigga who gonna fuck me good and not worry. He ain't worried about nothing else. Just fuck me good. And he go about his way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what you is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you the. Well, I guess you want to say you the side piece, you know what I'm saying? You the nigga clapping the cheeks right. You making sure she go home every night to her dude and say, yeah, I love you, but this nigga beat my back in. This is why I'm coming home to you, actually. You know what I'm saying? Because she like, yeah, you know. I mean, that happens. And that's how it's supposed to be, man. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, when she put me down and quit me, We get that shit about 6 months to a year. I'm like, nigga, I used to be fucking sister, nigga, what?
Hey, but guess what? Man. But guess what? Just like women, you know, they go around and say, boy, that nigga, he go fuck good.
You know, but the difference, but see, the difference is,
start sliding.
I'ma still, well, it depends. Because see, you got to remember, I'm still going to be nobody. I'm still just going to be me.
But
how are you the guy? I don't know.
But we at an age where we know it's people out here who literally want to mess with people that are nobodies because they don't want to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
I could go out with him and guess what? They not even gonna be like, oh well, that's us and Rihanna out together. No, oh, that's just Rihanna out with some dude. They don't know who the fuck you is. They're like, oh, he might be the photographer, or he might be the
yeah.
manager or the bodyguard. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's it. And that's just it. And guess what? They don't know you the nigga who breaking her back off every time you slide.
That's true. I just think
she gonna tell her friends. And her friends gonna be like, "Oh shit, you ain't fucking no more."
That's the photographer. Yeah.
Hey, let me get that nigga phone number. He in Miami. Oh yeah, he like all hot spots.
Yeah, you right. And then, you like you say, it'd be best to keep that, you know, on the tuck. That's why I say still it'll be by the year at least. Cause yeah, if I see the shit start flowing in, then I'll be like, shit, y'all know what it is. You wanna know something. Cause if I used to be just my normal regular ass used to be kicking it with scissors, then a year later, you see me, you know, with I don't know, Melly or whatever. One of these little what's that, Ruby Rose or something like that. You gonna start doing the math. You like, wait, Land ain't no photographer. He ain't no promoter. He don't produce no music. Fuck yeah, he doing over there? Yeah, I don't even think he on the low. Nah, I know what he doing. And when you come to me, I'll be like, talking about, nah, that's just my people, man. Nah, we just be kicking it, bro. Nah, it ain't like that, dog. For real, straight up. On some other shit, man. What she gonna be doing with me? She a star. She need a celebrity nigga, not me.
Shit, I'm the runner.
Yeah.
They asked me to go get that. Yeah, they asked me to go get the stuff that they don't want to go get. I go, hey, let's go.
How sister gonna go to Walmart, dog? I gotta go run. Do you know that's all, bro? Just the homie, man. Meanwhile, I'm about to get pink eye. I hear that thing all tooted up my face. Nasty.
Mr. Nasty.
Mr. Nasty time. Mr. Nasty time. I'll be back in a minute.
On some old freaky Z type shit.
Yeah. That's crazy. Anyway, man, fuck all that shit, man. Let's get into a little football.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up? Welcome back. 26 Degrees is back in the building. A little hiatus. We had some scheduling issues, some health issues. We always playing the game of Where's Meezy, you know? My main man. I'm going to start calling. I see he putting the turnpike in it right now. Pause, you know, turnpike Meezy like a motherfucker right now.
Man, y'all know what I'm going through it with this goddamn Wi-Fi. I'm convinced this shit hate me, boy.
Yeah.
My phone, my laptop, then my iPad, then back to my phone. I'd be like, good lord.
Well, I told y'all name the show, D-Rob. What the hell happened to me? That's crazy. But anyway, it's your boy Land, man. We back, man. We're going to get into a little bit of updates on, you know, some of the recruits we missed, the latest recruits. You know, we football season will be here before you know it, man. We already halfway through July. Just a couple more weeks, man. We'll be in August, like getting ready to crank it up. It's crazy, dog. It's crazy how fast we almost back around the corner, man. But here my main man, Meezy. Say what up to the people, Meezy.
What it do, fam, man? Like Larry, I said, a little hiatus, man, but we back. The gang, we got the whole gang with us. 26 degrees. You got the real Fields General X in the building. What he do?
What's up? What's good? We back. We back. We got some hot news. We got some future news. Got some whiff news. Whatever y'all want to call it. We back. We back.
Yeah. What's a whiff, right?
Yeah, what's a whiff, man?
Sometimes it's so, like, don't get me wrong. There's whiffs. But sometimes you like, motherfucker just put our name up there because the coach asked them to. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't even talked to them and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's been a minute. We already kind of knew the vibes on that. Yeah, it'd be but like that.
A whiff ain't even a whiff anymore because now the transfer portal makes it seem like even if the kid goes to one school and he leaves that school, it's like, was it a whiff for that other previous school? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, it happens, man. You know, like I said, a lot of that trolling purpose shit, so I don't be mad at it. It is what it is. There ain't no, you know. I like the Florida fans crying because Hayes Fawcett always putting over Florida. You know, they're like, well, y'all care? Who gives a shit? Y'all always, it's so sensitive, man. Y'all so easy. All you got to do is touch that little nerd. Here you go. Need to find something else to love, man. Shit bigger than Twitter, man. Shit bigger than edits. D-Rob here with us. D-Rob it up.
What's going on, my brothers? You already know. Beautiful day. Beautiful Monday. Start this week off real good. You know, got some good news. Like you said, some negative, but you know, we gonna keep it moving.
Where you at? You still in Georgia now, right?
Yeah, I'm counting down, man. I'll be leaving here about August 22nd. Well, August 22nd, I'll be making my way to Atlanta. Stay up there with the in-laws and vibe for a little bit. Then as soon as people call me about my house, I'll be making my way to Virginia. So.
Yay.
So probably towards the end of the month, probably September, most summer September, I probably won't be on because, like I said, transitioning and trying to get everything set up again. So I'm probably going to miss a couple weeks.
Yeah, it is, man. Be careful out there in Virginia, man. It ain't shit to do but cook. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want you to get knocked off by them people. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Out them boys told me at least. I don't know. My boy, there ain't shit to do but cook.
But cook.
Bag it up. Sell it triple price. Fuck the books.
Man, I'm just chilling, man, because the crazy part is, like, my daughter, she loves dinosaurs and stuff like that, so everybody keep telling me, go D.C., go to the Smithsonian. You know, they got free museums out there and take it to Virginia Beach and all that other type of stuff. So, man, I just need to change the scenery. Like I said, I've been here 6 years, man. 6 years too long. I need something different. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, Charlotte is probably, like, 2 hours away from where I'll be in Virginia. So, it's like I got more options, man, to do a couple of different things.
That's what's good, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Pond hopping and whatnot, getting it on. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But Virginia, you're going to get to smell D-Rod cologne. Gonna find us some Virginia Canes. We'll find us some Virginia Tech. What is a Virginia Tech? Oh, Hokie, yeah.
Hokie. We don't even play them. We don't even play them no more. So who cares about the Hokies?
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. I still would have. Yeah. If they had let me pick, I would have took. I would have took North Carolina and Florida State and Clemson. That would have been my three. Yeah, they'll let me pick the three teams. We're going to keep locked in on the schedule. So, yeah, Virginia Tech would have had to get knocked off. But I definitely would have put Virginia Tech over Louisville because, you know, Virginia Tech, Miami got a little history with each other, a little bit more rivalry vibes than Louisville.
But you know what? I see it as this, though. I say as far as the Louisville thing, I think because we do have a history, especially with a lot of South Florida kids going to Louisville, even in the past, I think that what goes into play, even with, like, Boston College. Everybody's like, man, we play Boston College, but you got to think about it. We was in the Big East with them before, so it is some history there, so I get it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, but as long as it's Florida State on there, I'm cool. It could be whatever, but I'm cool.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Yeah, we'll see. Because I don't know how long they're going to keep the permanent opponents either. They may shake that up in after X amount of years. I don't know. So that'd be interesting to see.
Well, you know, the schedule is out there until, what, 2027, I think? I think the schedule is all the way up to 2027, I believe. So
okay.
it's gonna be there for the foreseeable future.
Right.
I mean, I don't expect many changes unless they say breaking news, Miami's headed to the B1G. That's the only thing that's probably gonna happen within that time frame, hopefully. So we'll see.
Man, we're gonna have to ride that contract out, man. It'd be 2036. Dumbest contract ever signed in America. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to sign a contract that long. Nobody signs contracts that long, bro.
They did that.
I don't know. It really don't make no sense. Because the Big Ten will have another contract before that. Before that, the ACC contract up, they're going to have another renewal before that.
And they basically signed for pennies, too, compared to all the other league money.
Exactly. And that's why you do a shorter deal. So you can renegotiate, you come back. Now you sign this long ass deal, you know, put the leverage all, they got all the leverage, like shit. Bro, you contractually obligated until for another 13 years. That's crazy.
But anyway, you think about it though, right? Even with that, don't forget, we were still under our old contract. We signed the extension. Mind you, this is all before Oklahoma and Texas jump. These are all these teams that jump. I believe if Oklahoma, Texas jumped, and then USC and UCLA jumped to the B1G, then I think if that would happen before, I don't think that we signed that contract. I think they're like, hold on, y'all gotta break bread. If y'all break bread, we out of here. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like people saying, oh man, we shouldn't sign that contract, but we signed that contract before really anything jumped off with realignment and Oklahoma and them voting and everybody leaving. It was before then.
Oh, no doubt. But that's my point is you always want to go shorter term and reevaluate. Because if they trying to sign you to an extension, usually signing you to an extension is to keep you at a price that they want to keep you at, a price point. So they're getting ahead of it. So it's like, wait a minute. The market probably about to go up. Hey, go ahead and lock them down. That's why you saw a person, you know, say you see a person like Lamar Jackson was like, oh, no, I'm vibing. Like, nah, he was going to wait for the market to truly settle in before I sign all of this stuff because I'm Lamar Jackson still. And I'm going to get this bread. Believe that. I don't care who y'all think I am, but I'm him. And he was going to get that money some kind of way. So you always want to play it more close to the bone when you got the talent, when you got the thing to offer. So anybody listening now, be like, if they want to sign you an extension, that means they like your projections. So you be like, let me wait and see what these numbers look like. We'll see. We'll vibe for a minute. I don't think we need to do no extension just yet. Let's just play this contract out. And then you start to understand your absolute worth. And that changes a little bit of everything. So, yeah, they just did it, you know, poorly. They go that way. I mean, I ain't no business expert myself, but I know a lot of times if you that guy, it's always best to just wait and dry the number up and see what money really could come to you. So anyways, we've been out for a minute. Like we said, Meez, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'll make sure, man. I don't want to call. I might hey, you never know, bro. You never know. I mean, what the hell happened to Meez?
No, I'm here.
I don't want to be like, Meezy, what you think? And then your ass ain't no way around.
Switching technologies.
All the time. And man, Meezy signed on the GameCube one time. I didn't even know he found that shit. That bitch out the attic.
Yeah, man, I see this shit work.
I think this worked too. Meezy, I'm on my GameCube. How I look?
Like a duck.
Anyways, man, we done had several recruits since the last time we was able to record. So we're gonna go backtrack a little bit, kind of review some of those guys a little bit, and then bring you up to date with the current commits. We recorded here on this is a Monday morning, and then you know from henceforth, the next couple of weeks, man, we probably gonna have some pretty big action popping off. So they appear to be lifting, and you know, from this point forward, you know, like D-Rod hit me up the other day, that kind of ended all the three-star stuff, man. It's going to be a few more stars attached on the rest of these, the last of these names. So let's go back a little bit. I think you said we need to go back to...
No, Matt was before Riley, I thought.
No.
Kind of kicked it with everybody. You know, recruiting was starting off a little slow at that time. And life was lifing. Had a couple things up in the air, a couple things going on. So we've had quite a few commits since the last time we had the show. But on the plus side is you ain't got to get the knee-jerk reaction on everything. You have time to let it simmer and cook a little bit. You know the saying, man, go watch the film. You know what I'm saying? Go look at a little film and see, you know, who's who. Because some of these guys are, you know, may not be as prominent a name as some of the others on the list. So we'll start, go back out there to Las Vegas, man. Pick up another tight end out that way. Main man, Elijah Lofton. This is a really athletic H-back kid. He'd be able to go online, you know, in line. You can split him. Really fast. The kid fast as hell, dog.
Put him in the backfield. The man ran the ball good.
Yeah, he my second favorite recruit in this class so far.
Yeah, he's just a weapon. I honestly, I think he's a throwback kind of to, like, yeah, just an offensive weapon. Like, just figure out how to get the rock to him. Kind of like a, what do you think? What I was thinking about tight end? Kind of, killer, Aaron Hernandez, I mean. Yeah.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty solid comparison, man. I think you're getting that type of athlete. So the smart shit is just figure out how to come up with the formations and the lineups to get him the ball, get him opportunities, and let Cuz work, man. I think he's an upgrade over Brevin athletically. Brevin was a good tight end. And we did a lot of stuff with Brevin. But I think he's athletically a bit of an upgrade over him. And already the word is he a better blocker than Brevin was at this juncture too. So, any other thoughts on my man?
Nah, you said it. I think he's very athletic, fast, an excellent route runner. As I stated, you could put him at – he played running back for them also, at, you know, so one of the top schools in the nation. He was in the backfield. So you could basically say, just put him on the field. Put him on the field, you know what I'm saying? Your athletes on the field, man, and get them the ball. That's something that UM wants to do.
Yeah, some people think he's on the little shorter side, but I think the way you could just move him around on the field, like y'all said, I don't think the height would be too much of a factor.
Nah, it's all about when it's athletes like that, like I said, because, I mean, that was the same thing with Hernandez. Hernandez was only like 6'2". You just figure out the best opportunity. Just give him the ball, and then you're going to watch him work after that. I mean, because speed is speed.
Yeah, I mean, Brevin Jordan was a mismatch regardless. He was but 6'3".
Yeah, he about the same thing. Yeah, so about the same height.
He's a mismatch. In every game he played and he was healthy in, he was a mismatch for everybody. So it's like, if you're going to have that plus the fact that he's faster, it's trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Fast for linebackers and too big for DBs. So that's what you're trying to get them in situations on right in that middle. You want to get them behind them linebackers and then give them the ball and let them try to run a couple of DBs over. Actually, you know what? That kind of helps segue a little bit into just tight end recruiting at all. So since then, my other major target did what I kind of anticipated anyway. Caleb Odell committed to Alabama. So, X, what does the tight end board kind of look like? I had my own theories on it. Like, my whole theory was I felt like, you know, we talked about the Galloway kid. I think he's kind of our last guy on the board.
Trying to flip old boy from Oklahoma. That's how they're gonna end the class with.
Galloway. But again, you know, it's not a major factor to get two tight ends. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, let's get it to be privileged enough to have them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it wasn't a major factor because at the same time, outside of old boy who like 40 years old who played tight end for us. Everybody could come back next year. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, everybody he can come back next year too.
Nah, he can't. That's it. He got no more eligibility. That's it. They,
I heard he might have a 10th year in though.
Man, he can't come back. He can't come. If he, they allow him to come back, I'm finna go apply for a year. I need 1 year. Give me 1 year so I can get me some. Let me get some NIL money too, man. Yeah, but all the tight ends can come back. You know what I'm saying? You know, in a perfect scenario, you hope for Arroyo to have a good season where he could go on to the league. You know what I'm saying? But Arroyo could come back. Skinner will be back.
Skinner, right.
Riley Williams. What's the other? Jackson. Jackson
yeah,
Carver.
Yeah, Jackson Carver,
back.
Yeah.
You still got Matt Morelli. He's still there. He could come back. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, do we need two tight ends? You know, I mean, it's a privilege to get them, but if you don't, you know, I feel confident with just this guy. You just go from there.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I'm like, we'll circle back, maybe continue, like Meezy was saying, maybe continue to recruit the especially since somebody was talking a lot of shit since Venables was running his mouth. He might end up picking a fight he might not want to be in. He might mess around and circle back because the other target that we had on the board was the five-star 2025 kid tight end.
Oh, Devon Mitchell.
Mitchell, yeah, Devon Mitchell. And he opted to go with Oklahoma. And I was told that was a fight to the bitter end, to the very, very end. So, yeah, Brent V running his mouth, man. He might have sparked a little fire. But Mario be like, oh, that's what we doing? Yeah, all right.
Too, because Oklahoma got like the 20-something ranked class. So I was like, man, what are you even talking about?
Yeah, they talking about because somebody asked him how he still able to recruit like that with the record they had. And then he bring us in it. Like, fuck you bring us in it for? Like, nobody, they didn't ask you shit about Miami. Well, you know, we ain't get blowed out by Florida State 45-3 and, you know, get boat raised by Middle Tennessee State. Well, you lost 49-0 to Texas.
To Texas, to your
rival. To your rival, you know? Yeah, like, what are you talking, like, hush, boy, what you talking about? This ain't the time for talking.
And you had a top 10 team coming in to last season. You had a top roster. You ain't had no crossover changes like how you had. Nah, man. So
and like shit. The week before that, TCU dropped 55 on them. That was 55-21 or something like that. Like, bro, you got smoked by 34. What are you like?
But you're a defensive.
A defensive coach, right? Yeah, I'm like, bro, don't. Why are you talking about us, man? You're not in the same conference no more. Go mind your business over there. So he might have lit a little fire, man. Mario might be like, I'm gonna get my lick back on that one, cause I really was kind of vibing, but he might want his lick back on that one. So we'll see. That'll be another situation to monitor.
Oh, Mario gonna pull up on him. He gonna pull up.
fine.
I got a feeling. I gotta see him that fire on Venables again.
Like Mario is tight. Him and Venables at the same school. He running to him. It's gonna be words exchange for sure.
The loafers, when the loafers get on that trail, it's different. So, you know, we'll see.
Mario definitely a pull up. He you know, Mario strong choke niggas out here. He don't play. He choke niggas out here, man. He don't be
playing. Yeah, watch your mouth. You're a little out of pocket. But anyways, yeah. So that was a excellent pickup there. Definitely got the top of their board as far as tight ends. And like X said, that's kind of how I saw it too. I was like, well, we don't need two tight ends, so we're not going to reach in this cycle. Like, if you don't like anybody else, you know, if they even really still like the Tavion Galloway kid at this juncture, then you just don't worry about it. You say, nah, we'll use that spot for something else that we may need a little bit more, you know, to improve the room in general. So, like, maybe another lineman or something like that, offensive lineman. I don't think that's going to be a particularly big class this year with the O-line, but you may see, you know, hey, let's use that spot on another body there. So, next commitment we got after that one was four-star running back Kevin Riley out of Nick Saban backyard. The haters going to tell you he wasn't a take. Nick wasn't recruiting him. You know, not a committable offer. You know, all the above. But not everybody want to stay home. You know, it happened to us. So sometimes it can happen for you. That'd be the thing be killing me. It's so shell shocked, man. Like, not everybody want to stay there, especially in no country ass Tuscaloosa County. You know what? That man probably got a whiff of that salt air, man, and said, man, I ain't never coming back to this motherfucker.
And he was absolutely very much high take for them. Them boys and Bama wanted him. They wanted him. Oh, bad.
For sure, though.
And he just, you know, Coach, shouts out to Coach Tim Harris, man. He did an excellent job with that one. Reached in and scooped it and did his thing. I gotta give my dog some props, because once he got hired, I said, boy, we ain't finna have no more troubles at the running backs, man. So he did his thing. We got him. I like him. Very good with running back. Could catch out the backfield, could block, could run the ball. He's very doable. He's very doable. Like, they say he had a whole lot of carries his sophomore year. He didn't get hurt. Same with his junior year, so I'm loving that. As long as you know you can get carried the ball a lot and you don't get hurt, I like that. That's something we need at UM.
Yeah, I mean, he's already college size. It's a pretty big, durable back. You ain't lying. That's been our problem. We be getting the talent. We ain't be getting the durability. We keep getting guys that you know, unfortunately, I'm sorry, forget it. See, that's what happened when you don't be on the field. Don Chaney.
Chaney.
Yeah, you look at Chaney, who I think probably the best all around in the room, but we got to get him on the field and keep him there. So we'll see. Hopefully that situation.
We're only taking one running back this class, right?
No, we already got two.
We got two. We got him and we got Chris Humphrey.
I'm tripping.
Yeah, Wheatley Humphrey. He was a Miami Ravens, a Miami Garden Raven, right? Too. A lot of those the roster right now. One of the top running backs in the nation. They've been doing well with that. I think, but I do kind of like what you're saying too, X. I think Mario definitely sees a durability issue there and trying to get – I mean, everything he's doing, honestly, is about getting bigger everywhere. You look at our linebacker room now, Flag is like him, and Keontra is the last of that dying breed of six-foot linebackers. He'd be looking more for those 6'2", 6'3", guys.
Yeah, even in that pick that came out the other day, I'm like, man, them boys are so short.
What pick was that?
It was with them.
Talking with Chase Young, Chase Young is like 6'6", man. Like, what you expect?
No, I'm talking about compared to, like, with Saints and
The Saints is 6'1.5". Malik is 6'3".
Right. So Flag them out. They looking little. That's what I was telling them, because I didn't see the picture. I was like, well, ain't nobody in the room no more short except Flag and Smith.
Yeah. Yeah. The short guys. And that's who's in the picture. Those two. It's like, okay. We already knew they were short. Like,
We already knew that. That's nothing new.
You don't see Popo.
They ain't the future.
Yeah, you don't see Popo. You don't see Bobby. You don't see Marcellus. You know what I'm saying? Malik was in there. I don't think Francisco was in there. I don't think Chase wasn't in there. So it's like
the Louisville transfer. He wasn't in there either.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was like,
I don't care much about dude, but yeah, he wasn't in there. But
he got the frame though. He got the frame. I'm with you. I was like, the hell? I forgot all about taking Cuz. I forgot all about him.
That was something to add up. And then there's some familiarity with Coach Nickerson.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, that's something that he liked, but I don't think it's gonna be anything that's useful on the field. You know, maybe special teams, if anything.
I don't think the special teams is player coach.
It's cool. We still moving. We still moving. Now you got Pruitt, Cameron Pruitt. He's 6'3". He's about 205. They got him undersized on size, but he's big. I seen him. He's big. He's not 180. Cameron Pruitt.
Pruitt, yeah.
Yeah, he's about 205. He's not no 180, 190. He's bigger than that.
You said 6'3"?
Yeah, 6'3", about 205.
Yeah, he's pretty big kid, yeah. I'm sorry. Still getting over this bullshit. Anyways, next, let's see who we had commit after that one. So you got Lofton, Riley. Oh, then we get a Raven in the flock. First of two, my main man Ryan Mack, Mack out of St. Thomas, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Legacy kid. His dad is the infamous Ryan Mack.
The architect.
I like that one.
The architect of it all.
Yeah. Yeah, Ryan Mack.
Purple machine to St. Thomas, South Florida Express. Plays corner, plays safety, has good feet, quick, very athletic. You know, as you said, his dad used to play for University of Miami in the 90s, Rob Mack. When he committed, I told everybody once he committed, you know what I'm saying, the dominoes and everything was about to start rolling and people was laughing. They were like, ah, whatever. Boom, here he is. You know what I'm saying? That thing started rolling and it's finna keep rolling.
See, he brought in
cornerback, right?
Safety.
I don't
think he's gonna play safety.
Nah, yeah, he's gonna play corner. You know, corner, okay. Safety star, stuff like that. You gotta be versatile. You gotta be versatile in the secondary. Now you're just not playing corner. Unless you're just an outside corner. Other than that, you're gonna be versatile.
Because he's a little bit like smaller frame than. What we've been recruiting for the most part, if you look at the guys that we brought in at corner, that's another room where we gotten a lot bigger at as well. If you look at Freeney kid, the kid we got from Vanderbilt, and then even the recruits
from that, Damari Brown and Stafford. Both of those guys are, Stafford is 6'1.5", Damari 6'2".
Right. So we're looking to get, bigger even in the secondary as well, which is the trend all around. I mean, Miami's just, I think, over the last few years have been just too small, generally speaking, just undersized. If you go compete at this level, Mario know what it take. That's one thing, I try to remind fans of. He left Oregon in a hell of a lot better spot than what he was left in. And when did Oregon probably outrank us in recruiting? Probably not often. And even if they did, it wasn't by 10 spots. They probably was at number 8 and we was at number 12. You know what I mean? So he's obviously a better talent evaluator than what we've had as well. Because at Oregon, it's tougher to bring in your fours and fives, at especially off the East Coast.
I think he had a top five. Last year was a top five class, I think, the year before.
Oh, okay. I can see that. Yeah. But, he's done a good job. And, it take a little time. You got to build that culture and you got to.
Then you got Highsmith involved.
Right. Right, exactly.
So let me get into that right there. We're gonna close it. We could close the show out with this one. Let me get into that with Highsmith. What's going on now is the evaluation of talent. Everybody's going crazy about why he's not a five-star this, five-star that, four-star this, four-star that. Highsmith evaluates talent where he sees these guys, and he could see them going to the NFL. He's been there. He was a GM right. Where he was drafting players. So he knows the talent. I think that's why you see some of these guys who are three stars getting picked up by UMA. Because Highsmith is saying, well, look, we know we could coach these guys up, and these guys are going to be what we need them to be.
And they all have good size, too, on them.
Right.
Good size. So outside of Russell, and Russell is about 6'2", you know what I'm saying, 270. I don't know, they be having these kids.
Old numbers, yeah. Yeah, you can look at that kid. I'm like, nah, he look bigger than that. Nah, I'm like, he's, you can tell he's just solid. I'm looking at him like, nah, that's a pretty big boy. He ain't no little fella like that.
Yeah, but again, he's one of those, like you always say, Clarion, like, why let him go anywhere else and be good? He can stay here right. And be good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we don't want to say, like my homeboy who just got drafted from Pittsburgh.
Clancy, Kalia Clancy.
We don't want to have no more of those stories. We want to say, well, we kept him at Miami.
Well, you at least recruited him. We don't even recruit him. You know what I'm saying? If ultimately, you know, Daylon Russell decides maybe this class, as it fills up, gets a little top heavy, and he decides, you know, maybe it's a better fit for me somewhere else, that's fine. And then we can say, damn, because, you know, he could have been a Kane, but, you know, we got a little heavy in that class. He decided to go somewhere else. Cool, we get it. But we'll let a Kalaja Kansi get out because he too short. But then we got a bunch of 5'10 linebackers. Make it make sense. And then you just let productive talent like that go. And that's production. You know, that's one of Alonzo's, you know, one of his principles is you are who you are. So if you look at a guy like Daylon Russell, he's a productive defensive lineman. He's disruptive, defensive player of the year. He makes noise. Well, then I'm going to keep letting him be that. I don't care how tall he is. He going to be that until he show me he ain't that. So that's one of his principles on how he likes to recruit anyway. So,
you know, this probably was our biggest name. Got the streak, got kind of made the noise that we really need to make. I think Mario's, you know, it was like a great battle. I think Mario did a great job prevailing there. Same for Jason Taylor. We got the commitment from Marquise Lightfoot, defensive end out of the Chicago area. What's his measurables? We got him right. 6'4",
but it's really 6'5". He's 6'5".
Okay. A legit 230 or so on the frame. Kid got a pretty good frame to continue to build on. I'm excited about that commitment beyond just like, because I got to watch this tape. I just like Mario's approach right now. I think he's got a wonderful blueprint, and people, they're actually a little more shaken by it than they want to let on. But and what I mean by that is Mario's approaching things from a bit more of a national standpoint still, because he still got to do a little bit to show these South Florida kids, which is fair because the South Florida kids can point to Ohio State. Like Jeremiah Smith can easily point to Ohio State and go, look, coach, I mean, they cranking them out. What you want me to tell you? You know what I mean? I'm damn near guaranteed to get, you know, ran through a system that's going to get me to the league. So they want to see a little bit. And I think he's understanding that. And so his sales pitch is different for Jeremiah Smith than it's going to be for Marquise Lightfoot. But they did a good job there. I heard you got to give Jason Taylor some credit on that one, too. Thoughts?
Oh, man, I think you got to give JT all the credit.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give Mario credit. But it's three names I'm going to give credit to for this guy.
All right.
Jason Taylor being the number one. The number two guy has to go. Oh, man. Oh, okay, my bad. The number two guy has to go to I'm gonna give Coach Joe some credit. Gotta give Coach Joe some credit on it. Coach Joe did put in some work. He put in some excellent work with the family. And then the last guy is it just rolled off. What was our D-line coach before?
Coach Stroud.
Got to give Coach Stroud the rest of the credit.
I forgot Stroud still
gotta
with us.
Got to give Coach Stroud the rest of the credit. Coach Stroud is an excellent. He's excellent with parents, man. He just knows. You know, he's been doing it for years. He's been doing it since the 80s, man. So he understands it. Those three guys really put in the work and got us Lightfoot. which was a big hitter. You know what I'm saying? We battled Ohio State and other schools for him, and then you know he picked Miami over a lot of those schools.
That's a big get, man. You know, because people, you know, we had the 3-star jokes and all. And that's the thing. Like, I could get into the trolling, but God, I love it. You know, that's why I love getting on this show. And just talking ball. Like, I don't feel like all that trolling shit all the time. These kids with these 3 stars, man, the vast majority of them, I really like the tape. I'm like, I mean, they are what they are as far as the rating system goes. But I'm watching film and I'm like, this kid can hoop. Like, what are we talking about? I don't really care. You know, X, speak real quick if you could, man, because I think Joe kind of seemed like he catch a little hell, but I don't know if he's a quote-unquote bad recruiter or not carrying his weight. I mean, how do you kind of think of him in general as a recruiter?
He gets a lot of the heat because he hasn't brought in the top-tier interior defense alignments that we've been after for the previous 2 years. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's not only recruiting interior D linemen. He's recruiting offensive linemen for us, too. He's recruiting other positions. It's not just that. So I can't give him all the heat. I do say he does have to bring in a top-tier guy at his position. You know, if you're going to have the opportunity, you can at least get one.
Right. So, that's fair.
He gets the heat, but I'm not going to give him the same heat that I would have gave Coach Cool when Coach Cool had the whole D-line. And you were like, well, damn, Coach Cool, who are you bringing in? You know, you ain't bringing in no top guy. But at least he brought us Francis. You know what I'm saying? He's lining us up for this other offensive lineman who's out west.
Papa Fool.
Yeah, he's lining us up for him. He helped us with Artavis Jones. He helped us with Lightfoot. So he's doing his job. I mean, he just hasn't gotten David Stone or Justin Scott, you know, the top dogs for this year. But he's doing his job.
And, I mean, let's be fair. You're talking about a kid out of Chicago again with Justin Scott that, you know, I think we did a good job with that recruitment all in all. I think little bro probably was trying to run the bag up a little bit. You know, one thing I didn't know until recently was that despite him spending all that time in Miami, he never had, like, his moms or whatever there. I was like, oh, I didn't know that. I figured if a dude spending the amount of time he did not having his parent around or, you know, whoever the significant guardian in his life is, I would have kind of leaned more into it. But I still think we did a good job of really getting him thinking about it for sure. You know, I think a lot of that decision essentially came down to moms kind of wanting him closer to the crib. More so than not doing a great job there. And then when you look at, Stone, you know, we've been on the outside of that one too. And I think it's going to end up being the same situation where doing a great job, but I just don't think we're going to be able to pull him away from home. Ultimately, I don't know. You know, what's interesting. We did a show and we had Levante Taylor on there. And Levante was saying, like, how he kind of knew for quite some time that he was just going to end up at Florida State, right? But he said he wouldn't give his commitment, you know, verbally or whatever, because he wanted to continue to get his guys' looks and opportunities. And then when you look with the Jaden Jackson situation, committing to Oklahoma, well, Jaden Jackson, you know, the word was he was trying to kind of get back out west. Him and David Stone are close. So it's either my mind's kind of making me think, okay, was he trying to do bruh a solid because they tight and help him out? And because I don't even think he was necessarily at the top of Oklahoma board either. But if you do that, then I think it's either helping his people out or ultimately they just going to continue to be homeboys and go to school together there in Oklahoma. So something to monitor, something I just think about or whatever.
Yeah, nah, you're absolutely right. That's the scenario so far. The crazy to even think more crazy about it. We was really leading for Stone at one point. You know, and then it got kind of tricky where, you know, Oklahoma and Michigan State was trying to jump back in. And then that's when everything just went all over the place. So, the Jaden Jackson situation, unfortunately, he didn't pick Miami. But like I told everybody, I say once he visited and he didn't commit, I say that wasn't a good look for Miami. It wasn't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because he was one of those kids where you just expected it. Once he visits, he commits.
Yeah.
Not set a commit date. You know what I'm saying? Once he was like, oh, he going to commit at this certain time, I was like, oh, yeah, so it's not going to be good for Miami. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's still July. It's a bunch of big-time targets still out there. You know, nobody should go crying. Like I keep telling people, I say, man, if this is November, then we could cry. You know what I'm saying? This is July. I'm not crying about kids in July.
And it's funny because this is how conditioned we are as Miami fans. Why y'all want to do it the way we been used to do it? Remember, we always be jumping out in front of everybody. Y'all don't remember that? That was just a few years ago. We would be smoking everybody. Then decommit, 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 Damn, we look goofy watch now.
Watch the finish.
Yeah, and the finish is terrible. The start is great.
Hey, really? With this recruit, with these recruitments of two Oklahoma kids, was that the source of the comment from whatchamacallit, the coach?
Venables.
Venables,
yeah. It's okay. Talking like I be talking to a lot of these college coaches around the country, man, and I'm gonna just keep it a buck. It's a personal vendetta against Miami. It really is. Like, these coaches really don't want Miami to have anybody, any talent. So everything they're going to do is against Miami. Let's bad talk Miami. Make them seem like, why you going there? They got blew out by Middle Tennessee State.
Right.
I mean, you got blew out by, you know what I'm saying, your rivalry.
Right.
Like, why would you even mention, like, you know, that's the thing. Like, you
didn't make sense.
Even mention it. You shouldn't even be mentioning Miami. Okay, just recruit those guys. And if you can recruit them and win them, good. If you
good
can't,
job. Good job.
So.
But yeah, see, and that's just gonna make. But I like that though, because I think it makes the David Stone thing that much more personal. To where it's like, boy, Mario might damn near, Mario might get him a apartment down the street from his people's and shit. Like, nah, okay, that's what we doing. Okay, because people, when you saw how that went, that framing of that interview, the press conference, he never had to go to us. It didn't. They all they asked that man was, how do you continue to recruit at this level with, you know, the record that you came off of last year? Well, Miami, wait, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Without calling that name. But that's essentially what he did. And
all about the score and the team we played last
year. Yeah. I'm like,
that meme brought to life.
I'm like, bro, that got nothing to do with you. Like, what are you talking about? So I like it. I think it makes, because that's one thing I love about Mario, bro. The same Manny, man. Real gangsters move in silence, man. Like, Mario really be on some. Okay. I heard you. My boy. Ain't no Clippers. The man ain't got but one tweet. It's the Santana Malls gift. That's it. He ain't got time for all this other shit. He gonna do Santana Malls and happy birthdays. That's it. I'm out of here. Other now, get time for this shit. I'm working, bro. I'm working. Yeah, Venables, keep talking. I'm working. And I hope we get to line that shit up. Since you got a lot on your mind, let's line that bullshit up. But he ain't gonna say it on no social media. Nah. He just doing the work, man.
He gonna do him like he did one of our players last year. Hey, we don't do that over here.
Yeah.
We don't do that over here, man. Peace
and blessings. And where he at?
He's out of here.
And where he at, exactly. God bless him. I hope the best for him.
Venable still mad we flipped Spencer last year.
That's the game, though.
That's the game. We flipped him like late. Was it November?
Yeah, it was pretty late because he was committed for a while.
Yeah, he was committed for a very long time.
So it is what it is. Good, you know, I like it, man. I love a good little back and forth because that's how I am, too. Like, not even a back and forth, just where I'm be like, oh, that what you doing? Okay. I'm going to see you. I ain't about to broadcast and then. Oh, okay. Bet, but
on to the. Prime, you saw what Prime said. My bad.
No, you good, bro.
He tried to, he was talking shit about Coach Prime. See what Prime showed him. put him in a Ferrari, all that type of shit. I said,
yeah, you fucking with
Prime definitely get on his commit list.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, Prime gonna get in there and try to talk that shit. Like I said, it's always fun to have some back and forth, good energy, man. But yeah, and the crazy part was is I've always kind of been a Venables fan till he did that. Nah, it's fuck you. It's up and it's stuck. I ain't like you done with me. I'm like, why you bring us in, man? That's crazy. But yeah, we get to the next commitment on the list. Next commit we ended up getting is Derek Plass, the offensive tackle, maybe line, but I think right now, I mean, it's early in a developmental type position. Right now, I think they're still looking at him as a tackle.
Yeah, he's all tackle. He'd be all tackle. He's all
figuring, tackle. Okay, when it's all. Kids, what, 6'5", 280, 290-ish. What I like about him is he's got the frame to add the weight the way you want to. He's not a fat kid that you're trying
all
to trim
solid.
Down.
All
yeah,
solid,
yeah,
all
yeah.
Solid, all solid.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen him. He's tall and lean. I'm like, bro, now imagine you get him in that conditioning program that and the weightlifting and the nutrition and give him 2 years to really build up his body and his technique. And then, yeah, you're looking at possibly your starting right tackle. Maybe. We'll see. Give it time. We'll see how things develop. But a good get in my mind for certain.
He got good strong hands. He got good quick feet. What you need at a tackle. He's athletic. Something again is what you need at today's off the tackle.
Absolutely.
He knows he has to come in and work for a spot. You know what I'm saying? Because we just got the two top tackles last season. So you know that's right. It kind of is throwing other top tackles off, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, man, if you want to compete, you want to compete. That's just the nature of competition, you know?
Yo.
So he wants to come in and compete. He feels like he can compete at the same level as Samson or Francis, and he picked Miami. You know, North Carolina State thought they had him in the bag, and Miami got the call.
Yeah, and this is the kid that had originally committed to Penn State after a visit to them. You know, so again, this goes to show you the type of talent he is. These other coaches see this potential as well. And offensive line is the most developmental position in my mind that there is. And you think about it, all right? If you kind of dead set right now that Okunlola and Maui Goa are going to be your kind of future. Maui Goa clearly going to start this year. I don't think we redshirt. Well, we won't. Okunlola is going to play. He won't start. And then, so you bring in a Plass, you redshirt him a year, and then you give him another 2 years. So by the time you actually get to playing this guy, it's 3 years down the road, and you done did everything you want to do to properly develop him. A lot of these top flight kids right now at tackle, they know they not going to beat them boys. It's not going to happen. So it's a smart move for a guy like Plass who can get an opportunity. By the time they get ready to play, cuz he can be ready to graduate. And not in a bad way either, though. Not in a bad way. It'd only be his third year. And you know, you can focus on football then. You already get your degree and shit.
Yeah, you don't need 4 years, though, to get drafted. Man, you have one good year.
That's all you need
one
to win.
One good year, man. One good dominant year, you get drafted. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is, man. So I'm happy with the pickup. You know, I'm happy with the pickup. Again, like I say, very athletic, strong hands, fast feet. That's what you want in all.
That's what you need. Yep. And you build from there. You sculpt that clay because you got the basics of what you want versus just getting, especially like, you know, X mentioned in today's game, is you don't look around. You don't see the sloppy body fat boys like you used to. Nah, man, we'll take that lean kid. And we just going to continue to add on to that frame and work his feet and work his techniques for the next couple of years. And then you got what you want. So great pickup there. You know, like I said, NC State can look to their O-line and say, hey, you know, We've turned some guys in the leagues first round a few years ago. Obviously, Penn State, same thing. So we're in the company of people that also recognize the level of talent there, despite not enough stars for trolling purposes. And then there was another domino, a major big time domino that I ain't gonna front. I was getting a little nervous with this one. This was one that was kind of supposed to be in the bag, and I was like, damn, I don't know, bro. Like, little cuz might, you know, might shake the spot. But I was asleep when this happened. Woke up, I see my phone, and I'm like, yo, what's going on? It's a couple of alerts and whatnot, a couple of texts. I'm like, oh shit. It's got JoJo Trader, that's right. Five-star athlete. He'll be playing wide receiver for us. Tremendous, man. Kid could go anywhere in the country. Everybody wants him. And he decided to do it for the crib, man. He gonna make Judd a hell of a quarterback. He ain't with all this sucker shit waiting on who might be. Say, right, you know what? Don't worry, bro. I got you. Just throw it up there. Just throw that ball up there. I'm going to go get that for you.
I got you. This is something I knew all along, man. I was – before he even told me what he was going to do, I knew about it. I knew he was going to commit to Miami. Then going to Paradise, Legends Camp, you know what I'm saying, speaking with Coach Rob, I was, you know, made aware that, yeah, the commitment coming soon. You know, I don't know who sources was telling them about whatever this and this and that. Look, he was never leaving Miami.
I love it.
He was never leaving Miami.
It was like when they little insider dropped the crystal ball, right? And then I'm like, okay, let's see what they talking about. I'll read it, and it's just like, well, it's not really nothing that I'm hearing, but he's supposed to take, he might take a vit. Like, it's all these mites and maybes and all this. So it's like, okay, so it's nothing solid. It ain't like, well, the kid is called, you know what I'm saying? Like some solid info. Everything is, well, it's just a few things that I'm hearing. Well, they ain't really hearing nothing. So I was like, all right, well, whatever.
I think they had got some information from a coach who coached at Central. I don't be one to call out people's name like that, but he coached at Central. I think he was the one giving them information about the kid was supposed to commit or he coming to that school and stuff like that. And, you know, I always laughed about it because I kept telling people, they're like, oh man, I hate South Florida Express. I say, man, with these kids, it ain't even about South Florida Express. It's about the architect of those guys, and that's Coach Rob Mack. So, Coach Rob Mack told me anything, I'm running with it. And guess what? I ran with it, and I stuck with it, and you see what happened, man. We popped off. It's funny, because one school thought they had chance, and the other one thought they had JoJo. And I'm like, yeah, y'all boys better stop thinking y'all got a chance. Like, this ain't what y'all want, man. Mario here, man.
Yeah, and the crazy part is, even with the chance situation, like his brother said, somebody asked him, was like, he was going to commit to Florida. He was going to flip to Florida. And his brother was like, no, he wasn't. He was like, he was never flipping. It was like, why he took a visit? He was like, well, he was like, our mom, you know what I'm saying, told him, like, hey, go take the visit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't even necessarily want to take no visits other than Miami. He said Miami was, like, it for him. But, you know, he was like, out of courtesy of his mom, out of respect for his mom,
He said, but the man, he was never flipping. The only visit he took that gave me concern, and him and his dad both confirmed this, was when he went to Penn State. He said he took the visit to Penn State. He said he'd never seen anything like it. He said they whole stadium was calling his name Chance. He never seen, man, that just was crazy. No, but it was always Miami. It was always Miami.
I'm muted. My blunt said they talking, running my damn mouth. I said that's what I was saying. I like with the coming off of the visit high stuff. Man, that shit ain't gonna happen, bro. It ain't gonna be no game where they just talking about chance. You have to give Ohio State like 3 touchdowns, and then that'll happen. But it ain't just gonna be walking in like that, bro. You know, this is all of this is, and that's what I like about some of these kids too. Like they got a head on straight, bro. Every one of these things are going to be nice. Every visit is going to be nice. Some nicer than others. But that ain't what your life going to be. You coming to ball. You coming to play football, bro. You ain't coming here to be, you know, have your ass kissed and catered all the time. And no, you need to come to where there's opportunity for you to do what you want to do, build something. And then, you know, I know everybody want to go to the league pretty much. Except for maybe like Myron Rowe. I don't know. Shit, he seemed like he wanted to do both. Myron wanted to knock your head off and then do the surgery on it. That's crazy.
I'm about to say he wanted to give you CTE and then
create. Yeah, then work on you.
Yeah, and then work on you. Like, man, I got the cure for it.
You a test subject right now. So, man, tremendous get. Obviously.
Tremendous. Big time. And guess what?
Another Raven.
That train don't stop at all with him. Like, it's coming. It's more coming.
Smoke another covers. Raven in the flock, in the flock.
Purple machine.
Yes,
purple
sir. Machine. And you know, it's funny because like once that happened, it was fun to see all the other kids like saying, "Oh yeah, that's gang." You know, like LaWayne McCoy. You know, hell, Chris Wheatley Humphrey,
Jeremiah Smith,
hell, Shavers. Mack.
Say, look, even kids that's committed to other programs like CJ Bailey, he posting about the Ravens too. Bullet, who committed to North Carolina, he posting about them. Like, I said, I kept telling y'all, those kids talk about it. They talk about playing together in college.
Right.
It's here.
There's an opportunity, and it look like someone want to take advantage of it. So, you know, be excited, man. Nothing wrong with being excited, man. Be excited, man. Good things can happen, too. I know y'all done got accustomed to so much bad, man. But trust me, man. Good things can happen, too.
Yeah, I think our fan base, we aren't accustomed to get. We you know, Mario has gotten good players. We haven't gotten the cream of the crop. You know what I'm saying? I guess, I don't even know why this. Because you got James Williams and you got Leonard Taylor. You basically got two of the top 10 players in their class.
Right.
So, like, how y'all not? You know what I'm saying? Y'all can't say we haven't gotten. We have gotten them. You know what I'm saying? Now it's about getting them and making something to do with them. Right.
It's stacking, you know, them is what it is, essentially. You got to have depth. So it's like when you take a guy like James Williams, and we have to play him too early. You take a guy like Leonard Taylor, and some of these guys are going to just demand it, but some of them do need a little more time. And so why you won't see some potential fully blossom sometimes because, hell, bro might just be playing too many damn reps. You know, he wouldn't have to do that if he went over to, you know, a place that's been loaded up or whatever. So, you know, that's a part of what we're doing here. And we have constantly outperformed other programs on the recruiting rankings. And those same programs will kick our ass when we line it up. So, you can't worry too much about that at this juncture. We're not there just yet to where you need to be like, oh, we got to have the top 3 class. No, right now we can still live very well off of top 10 and building upon that. And then it's like, all right, now we got to consistently break that next ceiling, which would be that top 5 range. Got to have a little patience. But like we said earlier, man, look, this shit already back around. About to be football again. I can't even believe it's about to be football again. And it'll be here way before you know it.
I can't wait, man. I'm ready for some football, man. I can smell the grass. You can smell it. You can smell it, man.
And I can see the ass.
Grass and ass.
Yeah.
It sounds like something we like.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, obviously a future outside receiver for us, and then we solidify a future starter at defensive tackle. Went into Florida State backyard. The gate was open though, so you know, the gate was open. I looked in the backyard, I smelled the barbecue, and you know, went ahead and grabbed a plate, dog. I ain't no offense, you know, we all family.
Hey, the crazy thing is they always try to joke about kids not staying in South Florida. I don't think none of their kids in their county stay. None of their good kids stay in Tallahassee. That's the crazy part. Like, how you gonna joke about, oh, the fence not closed down in South Florida? Y'all ain't never had no fence. Everything is good in Tallahassee Lee.
They just had a good safety just commit to Clemson. The safety to Clemson. He's not as highly rated, but he got some big time offers like Alabama, us. Well, I don't know if we offered, but I know we were talking.
You talking about
we offered him Ashton Hampton.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. All his offers fire, bro. He's a 3-star, but
nothing but big boy. We offered to him, but he wasn't high on our board. I think, you know, Louisville was trending his way, and then all of a sudden, you know, he goes over there to Clemson. So, but hey, this guy we got, Artavis Jones, man.
Yes.
Another kid with excellent feet, man, and hands. He plays defensive tackle. He's about 6'3.5", so you could probably say 6'4". I don't know the exact weight. I seen some that had him at 305, 310. I'm not going to jump into that boat and say he's that big. I would say between 290
and 300. He said he was 305. He said he was 305 or like something like that. When they asked him, he said he was like 305 pounds.
Okay, yeah, put so on even a little if he's 305, yeah. That's probably the way he needs to lose then, because I don't think, you know, just being in high school, I don't think 305 is good right now.
Well, you know he's a jumbo athlete.
Yeah, he's a jumbo athlete. But just think, you know, that 305, them 5 or 10 extra pounds could go into muscle instead of, you know what I'm saying, fat.
Right, instead of fat. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So but I like the kid, man. I like him. We beat out some good teams for him also. Coach Joe and Coach Woodle, they stepped in the plate for that one. Coach Woodle, I'm gonna give him all the credit because he's the one who set that one up for us. So shouts out to Coach Woodle.
Yeah, like I said, that's he'll be a future starter for us, barring something crazy going. Just hella athletic, man. He damn near averages a double double in basketball. That picture that they take, that a lot of times they be on them trampolines jumping up with the ball between their legs, shit. They say just jumped and did that shit. Like, he just that kind of athletic big guy. He's a state champ weightlifter. Again, something he just naturally, one of them country strong Elmo. He's like, he just started training for that. Like, he has not been, you know, one of these guys, just one of them country strong ass motherfuckers. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, he ran into a motherfucker just strong as a damn ox. And he ain't never set no weight in their life. So that's the kind of athlete we're getting in this guy. I picture the ceiling of him just being super high, man. I really, really like this get there. And, you know, I think, too, it helps with the defensive line recruiting tremendously, because now we got a locked in starter there, right? Now we can just work on getting his partner, and hopefully, you know, we'll see who that ends up being. Stone still in play, Kamarian Franklin still in play. He's supposed to be coming back down, Breland.
Matter of fact, to go into that, you know, the barbecue is next weekend, you know, yep. On the 29th. Kamarian Franklin will be here. I'm hearing some rumors. I'm hearing some a lot of rumors of smoke that's going on with him.
Let's do it.
I don't have the official list for everybody at the barbecue just yet. I probably have it by the time we record next show, which will probably be before the barbecue. But some top dogs coming. Some top dogs coming, and I've heard rumors that it might be a few guys who committed at other schools also. That's just rumors as of now, so.
Yeah. Everybody like barbecue. Everybody like barbecue, man.
like you said, Larry, Mario played, he's gangsters moving silence. He'd be like, man, don't worry about it, man. I got something for these clowns, man. You know, y'all wanna make all these, y'all wanna make all these public size trolls. All right, no pressure. I'm gonna hit you where it hurts. And I think
we're not gonna hear about the committed guys until they're on campus. The reason being, because you know, if that shit get out early, you know, whoever they committed to is going to be like, hey, I'll give you $20,000 to please come and don't go. Like, you already know how that's going to go. You know, we dealt with that last year with Dijon Johnson. You know, Dijon Johnson was coming to Miami. He was coming to the barbecue. And one of them dumbass writers pushed it out. Hey, expected Dijon Robin to go. When that happened, you seen what happened. He couldn't get in contact with the kid. He ended up staying in Florida that whole weekend, and you see how that went. Because I really think that he would have been in our class if he would have came to that barbecue. I think he would have been in our class.
Yeah, possibly. You know, it's here nor there. Now, you know, for those who may be a little unfamiliar, basically barbecue is a dead period up, so it's going to be some other schools doing their thing. You know, inviting the kids basically come kick it. A lot of it now, you know, you'll typically have like your committed guys, especially if they local, obviously, because they can get there a lot easier. But a lot of those concentrate on the class to come. So you'll be looking at 24 or 25 guys. I'm sorry. So you'll be looking at the class, you know, class ahead and building those relationships and building those bonds. To where, you know, these kids have a comfortability with you. Yeah, got level of comfort with you, and you've built a bond. That's one reason that helped us when you think about this stuff, right? So that's one of the things that helped us with a guy like Riley Williams. The bond was already there years ahead. So him coming to Miami, I don't think was a hard decision because he trusted Coach. He trusted Coach, you know, that the same coach he'd been known since he was, you know, 12 years old. I mean, probably younger than that because his brother was recruited by Mario. So he known him his whole life. So that's a big key on these things that, you know, you're setting up stuff so that these kids rock with you. And I don't, y'all remember last year that kid tore his knee up. At one of the at the camps or whatever.
Kobe Howard.
Yeah, Kobe,
yeah.
Kobe Howard.
Yeah. And I believe he's supposed to be coming back around.
He just transferred down here to I think he just transferred to Western High School.
Yeah. So he's gonna be down here. So and I think I saw a little quote, I won't necessarily quote it, but he's like, nah, I'm trying to basically rock with Coach, man. Like trying to get here and get right with Coach and get that off and, you know what I'm saying, get that thing rolling. Like, I was like, that's what it's about, you know, pushing those kids and building those bonds and those relationships. So we in good hands, man. I really and truly believe it. And I think it's showing a lot more than people want to be accredited for or people want to give credit for, I'm sorry. But good things on the horizon.
Yeah, the real part of football is about to start happening. Like you say, football season is here. Right. We have two new coordinators, offensively and defensively.
Mm-mm-mm.
And that's the thing that's, you know, I guess, you know, we're on the wait and see how things work out, you know what I'm saying, both on offense and defense, because there are two new coordinators. One, it's going to be his first time coaching in Power Five football. The other one, he coached at Power Five football before, and we've seen his offense been crazy. So that's basically what we're looking at. You know what I'm saying? If you come out here with these two new coordinators with the talent that you have, man, you give the Canes the opportunity to kind of get closer to where we should be. You know, it's still a lot of work. You know what I'm saying? It don't happen over a year or two. Still a lot of work. So, but it gets you closer, you know what I'm saying? And then you start getting the certain players that you need.
That's
the key of, like you say, that's building depth. You know what I'm saying? You keep building depth where you could go get the top four receivers one year and still go the next year and get another top two. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Get the top four D linemen and still get the top three the next year. That's how
that's what it is. When you got the machine rolling. And see, here's the thing. People fail to realize, too, because it wasn't a transfer portal at this time. When you looked at Alabama, the amount of talent that left Alabama just because it was getting crowded, but they still got them in there, and it still didn't hurt. You know, when you had a guy like Alvin Kamara, like, hey, I got to go, bro. Like, it's just too many running backs. It wasn't that he wasn't good. Clearly, he was. I mean, he went on to be one of the better backs in the NFL. Went to do great things in Tennessee. It was just like, hey, no hard feelings, coach. Just crowded the motherfucker in, man. I need to breathe. So, that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to build those type of rooms where you're going to have talent leave, and it ain't even going to be no loud noise about it. Because we got plenty of other spots. So, let me ask y'all this. We're going to wrap up. X brought up an excellent point, which we'll do it round robin. Start with you, D-Rob. Which coordinator are you most excited for the season getting ready to come up?
Like I said, I'm more excited for Dolphin. The reason being, I think the defense going to do what it do. Our defense wasn't bad last year. Granted, he had a meltdown against Middle Tennessee in certain spots. I mean, the defense wasn't bad, but I think offensively, you're seeing something different. Because whatever Gattis did, we're never going to see nothing like that coming from Dawson. I'm just excited. That's mainly what I'm excited for. You know, in the spring game, like I said, first play of the game, they went four wide. Like, that's what I want to see. I want to see first play of the game, four wide, and you got to guess what we going to do. You know what I'm saying? So, I really wanna see what he got cooking up his sleeve, and like I said, I think TVD gonna have a better year because of it.
No doubt. Maul, you wanna chime in?
Yeah, for me, I actually do wanna see the defense. I just wanna see what kind of defense we're gonna be and how it translates week to week. You know, I wanna have a kind of defense that shows up every week that we're not losing the team we're not supposed to lose. I think that's my goal. All the games that WBW, I think our defense, if our defense does what it should do, we'll be able to get that and just see how the D-line works out. Since we don't have that many tackles, I just want to see how that team is going to make that work.
No doubt. Go ahead, X.
I'm going to have to go with Myra with the defense because I've seen Dawson offense on the Power 5 level before. You know what I'm saying? So I know what it's capable of doing. I know what TVD is capable of doing when he has the opportunity, the right opportunity. We did everything to help him out this year. We gave him a good offensive line. We went and got a speed demon at receiver. We bought in, you know, some other good receivers. You know, the running backs are healthy. So I'm already pretty sure the offense is going to do what they should do. Defensively, I want to see the defense create turnovers, create chaos like Coach Gilgi wants. He wants them to create chaos, you know. So, just given, you know, me and Steve Kim, you know, when we do the space shows, we always say come up with the number. If the offense can score between 30 and 35 points, defensively, all you got to do is hold a team to 20 or under points, and you're going to win every game or big games. You know what I'm saying? So if the defense create chaos and create turnovers, guess what? That's what you do. So that's why I'm a little excited about the defense. Being that you got an All-American with Cam Kitchens coming back, you got James, who his position coach, man, every time me and him get on the phone or be texting, he just say he can't believe he got James Williams to coach. I'm just excited, man. I'm excited about the defense.
You kind of, I'm going to keep mine short. You pretty much said everything I was thinking, bro. I think we're going to have a little more fun. Like Rob said, the defense wasn't bad. I think it's going to be exciting again. I think we're going to wish we had the turnover chain back. I think that's the kind of season, I think that's what Gidry's going to bring. Some controlled chaos and some excitement to that defensive side. Because like I said, it wasn't bad. But it wasn't, like, splashy. We didn't have, you know, the big plays. I'd like to see that type of ball. So, I think this season I'm excited to see if Gidry can bring back that feeling of where the chain at, you know, where we was just jumping in and kicking people's ass on the defensive side. So, that's all I got, man. I know. We're gonna have t-shirts for you guys for sale soon. That'll be on the horizon. Keep a lookout for that. We're right on the horizon of that. I don't give a shit. Like, I think this, like, we got the dopest logo in the game. So, happy to have that. Put that out, and you guys want to get yours too. We'll have those for sale very shortly. That's it. I don't got no shout outs or anything. Anybody want to do any shout outs before we get up?
Oh man, shout out to all the people who donated to my back to school badge. It's coming August 5th. Nice. It's coming August 5th. I was able to get the 1,000 book bags. Didn't reach the goal, but you know, like I say, I'm always doing what I gotta do regardless. But shout out to everybody who did donate. It's August 5th. I post the flyer on my page. If you need the address, it's on the flyer. If you got kids and you need back to school stuff, just pull up. That's all you gotta do.
Shout out to you, bro. That's tremendous. Always awesome to give back. But alright, I guess that'll be it for the day, man. Appreciate y'all kicking it with us. We'll be getting back, you know, with football getting ready to come in the swing. You know, as we continue to close the rest of this class out with nothing but fours and up. So y'all will be happy because it had the right amount of stars for you. We'll be here and you know, we'll be back on our weekly thing, man. And kicking it with y'all. Appreciate you. It's 26 degrees. We up out of here.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.